So let me tell you about activist Mike Stark. He's made a name for himself in liberal circles and a more pejorative name for himself among conservatives. He annoys right-wing personalities like Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly by fooling their phone screeners. Sometimes he even shows up on their doorsteps. This week, when the Senate is debating an update to the FISA bill, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Mike Stark has a role in that because the FISA bill contains a provision granting immunity to telecom companies who cooperated with the NSA's domestic wiretap program. Stark doesn't support the bill, but he does support Barack Obama for president. He's the most vocal member of a group within Obama's own website, which is urging the candidate to fight FISA. Obama recently announced he'll be voting for the new FISA bill. I spoke with Stark yesterday about his group's efforts. So before we even get to the Barack Obama and the my.barackobama.com thing, you're in the news a lot. You confront people like Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh. How would you describe your tactics? Like a guerrilla citizen? What do you do?
Yeah, sure, you can call it that. I call it direct action activism. You know, these media personalities, there's a kind of asymmetric power. They're so used to being kowtowed to, and you know, when they find someone that calls them on their inanities, it kind of surprises them. They don't know how to behave or respond. So, you know, I started calling right-wing talk radio and just saying something truthful, and, you know, they'd kind of spin themselves into the ground trying to unwind the truth and get back to their lies, and it was always really amusing to watch.
And so I say all this just not to even get into the issues of those guys, but just to establish this fact. You're an intense guy, and when you don't like someone, when someone strikes you as hypocritical or wrong for democracy, you go after them. The question here is, what happens when you do like someone? In this case, you do support Barack Obama for president, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you support
unequivocally.
You support Barack Obama, but because he has the social networking site, sometimes some people on the site have objections to his positions. One of the positions that you have an objection to is his position on the FISA bill. Now, I guess what he said is that he doesn't love the bill, but he's going to support the bill. He explained to you and your supporters. What did you think of what he said to you? How it's a far from perfect bill?
Well, to be honest, I think, you know, his response to our group, which is approaching 22,000 members right now, his response to our group was, it seemed like a little pat on the head and go be a good child now. You know, he's going to do what he wanted to do anyway. What really, I guess, galls me and a lot of other people is that one of the key provisions of his campaign, and if you go to the issues page of his website, you'll see an open government provision in which he wants to use the technological tools that are available today to open up government and have public comment periods. One of the things he says he'll do is he will not sign any legislation until after a five-day public comment period where people can go to, you know, the White House website and tell him whether or not he should sign the legislation. So, you know, because Obama's got these tools available to us, I thought we'd do a test run of what his administration might be like and get some people together to publicly comment on how we felt about telecom immunity.
So then you and the members of your group, which is called, I think, pretty formally, Senator Obama, please vote no on telecom immunity, get FISA right. You and the members of your group, you lost that issue, at least if you believe that Barack Obama is going to stick with this position. The question is, what do you do now? Do you say, that's it, we can't support you? Do you say, well, thanks for listening? What do you do?
What I hope to do is say thank you for listening, and I hope to you know encourage other people to revisit this issue in 2009 when he attains the presidency. Right now he's made the decision he's going to make. I think he's kind of trapped by the moment. You know, he's running for president. There's all these flip-flop issues and, you know, taking a stand issues and painting him as being weak on national security and any number of things. And I think it would be really, really difficult for him to reverse course right now. So I do think we've lost for now. You know, the next time there's a questionable piece of legislation, the public comment period should probably come out before he announces his position. Everyone should have a seat at the table in his administration, and he should listen to everybody instead of a select group of advisors that, in this case, unfortunately, got it wrong.
Ultimately, a group like yours, is the only power it has the power to withhold its support if it keeps not getting its way?
No, because you've already seen the media's forced the Obama campaign to respond. Of course, they didn't respond sufficiently so far as we're concerned. But, you know, this is one issue. And to be honest with you, I think it's a fairly niche issue. There aren't a lot of people that wake up in the morning thinking about the Constitution and go to bed at night thinking about the Constitution. So, I mean, the 20,000 members we have on this issue will pale in comparison to what would happen if, say, Barack Obama were to take the wrong stance on health care reform or on the war. If he were to reverse course on the war, holy cow, our group would grow to over 200,000 people overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that, you know, there's definitely room for us to influence him and his policies going forward.
In our conversation, you did use the phrase that he sort of patted you on the head, but then you also said you felt that he did listen to you. What were the things that he did or his campaign did that convinced you that even though he disagreed with you, he gave you enough respect or gave the issue enough thought or in any other way? How was he able to keep you in his coalition?
Well, the main thing that has kept us in his coalition has been the alternative. And the alternative is John McCain. And essentially that is the choice he laid before us. He pretty much said that he expects to be held accountable, and for some of us this will be a deal breaker, and he accepts those consequences. So really what he said was, you can either accept me and my position on this and accept the fact that you lost, or you can go support John McCain or Ron Paul or one of the other guys and get the same policy anyway.
Maybe the very fact that he has this social network site and allows you guys to be there and then kind of talk to you respectfully as opposed to the people who say we're not going to vote for McCain even though we're conservatives. I mean, they do it from outside the official campaign apparatus. So maybe there's something about, you know, the fact that he's allowing you, enabling you to have this please vote against FISA group on his official social networking site. Maybe to some degree that helps keep you guys in the coalition. You think there's anything to that?
Well, certainly if he had shut us down, if he had removed the group, there would have been an outcry. I'm still not sure that we would have abandoned the candidate. We recognize the consequences of George Bush, and we recognize how important this election is.
Mike Stark is a political activist. He's the driving force behind Senator Obama. Please vote no on telecom immunity. Get FISA right. And he joined us from Charlottesville, Virginia, where he is a law student at University of Virginia. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks very much.
Next on the BPP, athletes see things bigger. This is Brian Park from NPR News.